How about a little group therapy?
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Mike, in quotes, is reaching out. Hey, Ben and Kelly, really need some advice. Mm. I feel like you guys won't sugarcoat it.
Okay.
I'm 32. I've been dating this amazing woman for about 2 months now. Things are going really well.
Mm-hmm.
She's smart, funny. Honestly, the first person in a long time I could see something serious with. But there's one major thing I haven't told her. A few years ago, I was in jail.
Oh.
Nothing violent, just a really bad decision I made in my mid-20s that I've worked hard to come back from. I've got my life together now, landed a solid job a few months ago. I've been doing everything I can to stay on the right path. So here's where it gets complicated. I didn't have to disclose my record to my employer when I got hired.
Okay.
But I just found out the woman I'm dating is the owner's cousin.
No.
Like, close cousin.
Oh, gosh.
So if I tell her, there's a real chance she tells her family, yeah. And if word gets back to the owner, I'm probably out of a job.
Oh, man.
But if I don't tell her and she finds out later from someone else,
yeah.
I'll look like I was hiding it. And oh, I don't want to lie.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
But I also really need this job.
Sure.
So what would you do? Keep it quiet, protect the job, or be honest and risk everything?
Ooh. How long has he been dating his new person?
2 months.
Man, they barely know each other.
Right. Just scratching the surface.
Okay. So I'm not saying don't tell her, but maybe I'm saying don't tell her yet.
But when is a good time? Because I feel like you're revealing all of the major stuff in the first couple of months, right?
Yeah, but we've always said, you know, you got to roll out the freak flag a little bit, right?
Okay.
You can't just dump it all on them at once. Now, there is a style of dating that is exactly the opposite of that, where, you know, you, within the first week, unload everything.
You trauma dump and then
yeah, trauma dump and see if they survive. If they do, mm-hmm. then, you know, you move on from there. I don't know if Mike is in that sort of relationship, but assuming he's not, then I'm thinking you got to give it a little bit of time just to, again, you're still in that honeymoon phase of the relationship, right?
Okay, but when do you ruin the honeymoon?
No.
I feel like you're coming in like a wrecking ball because it's a big one. It's going to be a lot for her to process. And then, yeah, I mean, I get it. It's so difficult when, you know, you are trying to come back from a big mistake. And it sounds like he's doing all the right things. But you do need to be honest about the mistakes, right? And at what point is the right time to reveal that? To where you've built up enough of a foundation to where mm-hmm. hopefully they're going to stick with you through it before they just decide, I don't have a lot invested. I'm cutting, I'm running.
You know, I was sitting there going, man, what job doesn't do? And I was like, all right, well, maybe it was the, hey, check the box if you are convicted of a felony. And he's like, no, I haven't been convicted of a felony.
Okay.
You know, so I don't know. 502-795-1997. That's interesting. I don't know if you would have experience being in this sort of situation or not. I feel like it's a little bit unique.
Well, yes. Angie in Indiana is like, what was he in jail for? That's a big deal breaker.
Mm.
Okay. Well, it's nothing violent is what he said. That's all we know.
Is that what he said?
That's what he said.
Okay. Nothing violent. All right. Well, that's, I guess, better.
I don't know.
I mean, there's a lot of things that fall under the umbrella of nonviolence, right?
Right.
Which a lot of them are not good either. So, okay. You could play Truth or Dare. Do a little, like, truth or dare type of thing. Ever been arrested? Oh, let me just tell you.
Give her some wine coolers.
Wine coolers. All right. All right. Well, hey, let us know what you would do, what your story is. 502-795-1997. That's group therapy. Mike, our listener, landed this job, has a new girlfriend, found out, though, the girlfriend is cousins with the owner of his company. And
so now he's worried that something from his past that he's kind of left out might come back to bite him.
Yeah, he went to jail. He said a few years ago, I was in jail. He said nothing violent, just a bad decision I made in my mid-20s, and I've worked hard to come back from it. Got my life together now, and now worried that if I tell her, it's going to get back to the job, and then problems.
You could lose both.
Problems.
You could lose both, yeah.
All right. So, Heather, you were in this situation.
My question would be, what did he go to jail for, and how long was he in jail for? I think those two things are important. So, like, case in point, I'm 44 years old now. I was 20. I'd had two Heinekens at a friend's house, left to go pick up another friend to come over and hang out. I was speeding, got pulled over. Cop smelled alcohol on my breath. Asked if I'd been drinking. I said, yes, I had two Heinekens. Boom, I went to jail for DUI because zero tolerance under 21, right?
Right.
Right.
No, I was not intoxicated by any means. I sat in jail for 12 hours.
Yeah.
Would I think that's a big deal and disclose that? Absolutely. It's not that big of a deal, you know? Or would I not disclose it? But was he in jail for like 6 months, 8 months?
Right.
Like,
so
that's a good question.
That's a good point too, because, you know, you're thinking to yourself, like, hey, I messed up when I was young, 20 some years ago, and was in jail for 12 hours, and but that's a part of my past. So, you know,
absolutely.
I think, yeah, the details matter in this case.
Yes, that would be my thing. I mean, would I break up with a guy who said, oh, when I was 20, I sat in jail for 12 hours? Absolutely not.
Yeah.
Would I fire an employee for that? Absolutely not.
Yeah. Okay.
So,
okay, good point.
I think the details of this situation are important for him to make the decision whether or not he tells something.
Gotcha. Thanks, Heather. Appreciate it.
Yeah, Maisie on Facebook says, be honest. If they didn't do a background check when you got hired, that's on them.
Mm.
Your background shouldn't hold you back. Own it. Also, hiding something like this will forever make her wonder what else you would hide from her later down the road.
Mm. There are people like on Facebook that are like, you know, if they don't ask, don't tell them. If they do, then tell them. Okay.
I have a feeling, though, she's not going to. That's not a typical question you ask most people.
Right.
Hey, did you ever go to jail?
Hey, are you? Yeah, right. It's just something I ask all my boyfriends.
Right.
Have you ever been to jail? John on text said, tell her the night after your first positive review at work and your probationary period at work ends. So if you get fired then, cash in on the cousin with the wrongful termination lawsuit and you're welcome. That's a bit aggressive, but I guess, the timing of it could be after the probationary period where it's a little bit more of a process to get rid of someone. But yeah, I think the why were you in jail is important here. And if you're cool with, or if it's as innocent as you claim it is, then by all means, just own up to it, you know?
Yeah, it's kind of tough. Laura says that's a tough one. Being honest with someone you want to be serious with is always best. However, you've only been together for 2 months, so maybe you should wait to have that conversation when you get to know each other better. Because that was one thing you had said. Well, maybe is it time yet, or do we wait a little bit more and lay that foundation a little bit more so that maybe, you know, she'll be able to weigh what she knows about you so far and if it's worth it to stick around. If you roll it out too early, then she's like, I'm not invested that much. I'm out.
Right.
But what's that sweet spot?
I know.
Like, what's the perfect time frame?
And I think
to roll that out.
You're the only person who's going to be able to know that. You know. I don't think there's a time period, that is the black and white area zone where you can say, all right, now we're past this area. Now I can say this. I think that's personal, and I think you're going to have to figure that out yourself. But I think there's a lot of options here. I'm leaning towards you're going to have to say something and just, you know, figure it out, you know?
Yeah.
So
okay.
Good luck. Keep us posted. That's group therapy.